Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is First This Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Bread. Amen. Today is Wednesday, December the 17th, 2025. December 17th, 2025. We welcome you. Thank you so much. All the people that are faithful, that come to hear the daily bread, that gives you everything that you need for this day, keeps you healed, keeps you provided, keeps you protected, and keeps you with the wisdom and the knowledge and the strength of God. So whatever time you are listening to us on this daily bread, we just say thank you so much for coming, because we know you are hungry and you want to know what the Word of God says to build you up, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to protect you, to provide for you, to give you wisdom and knowledge for this day. Another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and power and ability. So, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for each listener. But they not only listen, Father, they are doers of the Word. It's not enough to obtain knowledge and to hear what the Word of God says, but it's the doers that get the benefit, the blessings that overtake them, because we're doers of what God says in His Word. And His Word never goes void without power. It always goes forth to accomplish all it is sent forth, and it has been sent to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, so we can have an abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. So again, thank you so much for coming to the filling station, to the oasis, and to the rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. We just bless you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever. Father, we thank you that without you, Father, we are nothing. And I am so glad that I can trust in the Lord with all my heart. And I don't lean on my own understanding, but in all thy ways, I acknowledge you, Father God. I trust you. I rely and I cling unto you, knowing that you have righteous paths for me and for the listener that is listening and that doer of the Word, that we don't merely hear the Word, but we take it and we do it. And that's where the results come, the blessings of God. So, Father, I just thank you and praise you and glorify you. Thank you for every hearer and doer of the Word that comes to hear the Word that you have for us today. Amen. This is our daily bread that we bring every Wednesday. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you once again. Our daily healing bread. Don't you know that the Word of God taken daily is the healing bread that we need for our lives? It is our protection. It is our strength. It is the wisdom. It is the love. It is the mercy. It is the compassion. It is the life that God gives us. It is the very breath that we take. When we read the Word, we're saturated with the Word. We're saturated with the life of God that lives in us and causes us to have life and to have breath in our very bodies and our lungs and every cell in our bodies. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We cannot thank you enough, Father. We bless you, we honor you, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Today, we're going to be speaking on keeping the victory, keeping the victory. Just because you can see the Egyptians doesn't mean you're back in Egypt. Just because you can see the Egyptians, which represents the world, doesn't mean you're back in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. We're in a higher flow when it comes to God's grace and mercy and compassion for us as children of God. He already provided a higher flow for us to live in, not the flow of the world or the economy or anything that they have. But we are in a higher flow. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What heaven has, it's already been given to us here on earth, so we can have what heaven has. All that heaven has and offers is in us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory, and me in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt after 400 years of harsh bondage, they left that land behind and headed for the promised land. Pharaoh is the type of Satan himself, the god of this world. Egypt is a type of the world with its many hardships and hard taskmasters, such as sickness, pain, disease, lack, torment, doubt, fear, unbelief, addiction, poverty. We can go on and on and on. The Israelites are representative of God's people today. Aren't you glad we are God's people today and we are His representative? We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Amen? And the light of God's word radiates, His anointing radiates out of our lives everywhere we go, in the name of Jesus. The promised land is a type of many blessings of God that belong to us, including healing, prosperity, peace, joy, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the evidence of speaking in tongues. When the Israelites were delivered from the land of Egypt and all that was harmful to them, notice the Egyptians tried to follow them into the promised land. They haughtily pursued them with a large army. God's people, in their own strength, were defenseless against such an onslaught. This is still the tactic of the enemy that he uses today. Although we are free, he still pursues us and tries to bring the curses of Egypt into the promised land where we're living. But we know that no way. We don't let those curses come on us because Jesus already paid the price. And it says, curse every man that hangeth on the tree. Amen? So we do not take the curse, and the curse is not on us. However, once you have been born again, you are delivered from the Egyptian land of bondage. Colossians 1:13 says, who God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We didn't have to pack up and move to the promised land like the Israelites did. We were translated into it. That's much quicker. No more 40 years of wandering through the wilderness for us. We just, in 1 second, we were translated. Amen. Hallelujah. Our only job is to stay on the right side of Jordan River and not leave the promised land to wander into the wilderness. We need only to remain in the land of translation. Get a hold of that. We need to only remain in the land of translation where we were translated. We have all the promises of God, all the goodness of God, all the healing, all the peace, everything that we would ever need, the protection, everything we have in the land of translation. As in the day of the Israelites, those Egyptian taskmasters of sickness, disease, pain, and symptoms want to follow us. Oh yes, they want to follow us all the time, every day, trying to make us believe we still belong to them as slaves. No, we don't. We don't belong. We're no slaves no more. We are kings and priests. We're ambassadors. And we dominate. We don't dominate people, but we dominate circumstance. We dominate Satan. He's under our feet. We dominate sickness. We reject it. We oppose it. And it has to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's trying to make us believe we still belong to them, to Satan and his cohorts, like slaves. No, we're not slaves. Amen. In our own strength and defenses, we are just as helpless as the Israelites were that day. But God is still as strong and mighty and victorious as He was that day. The Israelites were tempted to doubt that their newfound freedom would be long-lived. But one man, Moses, dared to stretch out the rod of God's power and divide the impassable waters. the waters that were unpassable. We couldn't pass them unless he stretched out the rod in his hand, and God was the one that opened the sea, divided the sea so we can walk, so the Israelites could walk on dry land. Amen. Psalm 77, 19 through 20. Psalm 77, 19 through 20 says, thy way in the sea, and the path in the great waters, and your footsteps are not known. You leadest your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was no need for God's people to fear the great sea that lay in front of them, because God had already walked that way ahead of them. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The waters covered God's footsteps. It wasn't until God divided the sea in front of them that they were able to see the path God walked before them. Don't you know that God has paths of righteousness for us? We follow paths that are right all the time. The righteous paths he has for us all the time. They're not paths that will lead us to trouble, through evil. No, they are right paths, righteous paths that we go before us. Amen. God's path is not always the most obvious one, but it can easily be found if we will use our faith to divide and drive back that which seeks to keep his steps and his will hidden. However, God's path would never have been revealed if Moses had not dared to believe and act and stretched out the rod that divided the sea. God wants us to be doers of the words. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Amen. Ephesians 2:10. Taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Paths which he prepared ahead of time for us to walk in, that we would walk in them, living the good life which he has prearranged and made ready for us to live. Prearranged and made ready for us to live the good life. The overtop, the overflowing, the excessive life of God in us. Amen. How many times had Moses seen the sea divided before? None. He had never seen that before. Real faith believes God will do something for you that you have never seen him do for anyone else. Having seen it done previously is not the prerequisite for believing and acting on God's word. Amen? Never be afraid to walk where God leads you, for he has already been there and prepared the way. But he demands faith to cause his invisible footsteps to become visible to you and me. Hallelujah. When the Israelites saw the Egyptians seeking to overtake them, it did not mean they were back in Egypt, and it did not mean they still belonged to the Egyptians, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, according to John 8:36. Because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and he'll keep you free. No curse of this world has any right to be on you or me. Don't allow any pursuing Egyptians to convince you that you still belong to them. In other words, don't allow any pursuing worldly things to convince you that you still belong to them, or let Satan and his cohorts convince you that you still belong to him. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We did not love our lives even unto death. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We were translated into freedom, and we are still free. We are still free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and he'll keep us free. Believe that God has prepared a way before us. Stand on his promises and drown those Egyptians that try to pursue you in the water of the word. Drown those doubts and unbeliefs. Amen. Critical spirit, sickness and disease, lack, poverty, loneliness, whatever it may be that tries to pursue you in the water of the word. We speak the word of God. We believe the word of God. We keep our eyes on the word. We do not let the word of God depart from our eyes or our ears or our mouth. We wail out that two-edged sword and we say, no, you don't, devil. No, you don't. You ain't putting this sickness on me. You're not bringing loneliness on me. You're not putting pain on me. You're not putting disease on me. You're not putting any doubts or any critical spirit or any hindrances on me. In the name of Jesus, whatever, and everyday people of God, I tell you what, he is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He cannot devour you if you don't let him, but if you put down your guard and you let him and you let all that junk come in, doubt and unbelief, being critical, being mean and angry and speaking doubt and speaking rude to people, guess what? We open the door to the enemy, but we keep every door closed. We cover every doorpost of our lives with the blood of Jesus, and he cannot have us. We belong to the greater one. Greater one is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We just love you, Father. We love you. We love you. We thank you that without you, Father, we have nothing, nothing, nothing apart from you. And everything that we have is because you gave us. You gave us the life. You are a creator. You made us in your image. The money that we have, we're just stewards. Everything that we have, we're just stewards of it. And with all that we have, Father, the gifts and the talents, Father, we advance the kingdom of God. That's our first priority. And so, Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father, that we are good stewards of everything you give us, Father God. And that is to advance the kingdom of God, Father. Knowing that you lead us and guide us and direct us, Father, by the great Holy Spirit, by our divine companion for the journey, our counselor, our teacher, our advocate, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, our lawyer, all that we need is in Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, and you and me in Christ. We have everything. We don't lack for nothing, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged. God is our ultimate source. We look to him for everything, 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 everything we would ever need. So thank you so much for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the rivers of living water, the boot camp. We just owe our whole life to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, our healer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. How we love you. Thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason why we live. Jesus is the reason why we have Christmas. The joy of Christ in us. The joy of Christ in us. The joy of Christmas in us. In Christ is our joy in us. And so we thank you once again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming and listening to the word and hearing it and doing it. Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. I don't merely listen, but I do the word. Because when I do the word, that's when I get results. And the blessings of God overtake me everywhere I go. So I thank you, Father, for this time. I bless your people that come to listen and to be doers of the word on our daily bread. We bless them, Father. We cover them with our prayers. We plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families, Father, their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, Father God, as they go to the marketplace, the workplace, Father God, in the highways and byways, Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around them, and they are in the canopy of God's love and protection. So we thank you so much. Brother Andrew will be with you next week. We love you. Be safe. Stay alert. Beware of your surroundings, because there's so much stuff, evil all around us. But we know that the greater one in us is the one that leads us and guides us where we should be. Amen. We want to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people all the time. Amen. And if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He will protect us, and we listen to what He has to say. In Jesus' name, be blessed and have a great Merry Christmas to all of you. And we love you. God bless you. Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. God bless you.